This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, it's Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients and build their business with a podcast. This is tip number 18. Now, today I want to speak about what I mean when I say the word uncopyable and being uncopyable. Why is this so important? Well, if you can capture the right information, then no one else can copy you, no matter who is speaking about your specific topic or similar topics. No one can copy the unique aspect of what you're sharing and bringing as part of your message because it is uncopyable. So for me and how I support my clients in identifying all of the unique and uncopyable elements, it's around who they are, their journey, their experience, and all of the things that no one else can copy. Now, it's uncopyable because for someone else, it isn't their history, it isn't their story, it isn't their journey. It's yours and yours alone. And that's why you want to get clear on those aspects so that as you continue to weave in your story, your journey, your insights, the things that you now teach and support clients with alongside the other topics on your podcast underneath that one main theme, you know, speaking to that audience of one, no one can copy those uncopyable aspects because it's not their story, not their journey, and not their history. Now, recently, I heard a business owner share that she attended a training and the facilitator told attendees, look, if you don't have an interesting story, just make one up. Now, I don't know about your definition of making something up. However, making something up and faking it till you make it, well, you know what? It's a deception. It's a lie. And as a change maker that I know you are, you don't need to fake it until you make it, nor do you need to make something up. You just need to dig a little bit deeper and uncover those unique and uncopyable aspects that make you you. Now, when it comes to creating an uncopyable and irresistible listener experience, there are two more things that I want to talk about in this tip that's going to help you create that uncopyable and irresistible listener experience. And those two things are your characteristics, or your character traits, and mannerisms. Now, your characteristics are your distinguishing features and qualities. Your mannerisms are a group of verbal or other unconscious habitual behaviors that are particular to you. In fact, your mannerisms can bring out your character. For instance, a confident person, which could be a character of confidence, can be brought to life by maintaining eye contact when you speak, walking upright with your head held high. That can also exude the character of confidence, can't it? Now, the opposite mannerism that brings out the character of, say, being shy or maybe reserved, well, that could be speaking more softly, maybe having your head tilted downward, avoiding eye contact. Now, some other character traits could be honest, brave, bold, compassionate, courageous, loyal. Now, why do these become irresistible? The reason is because they resonate with your ideal client, your listener, your audience. Your style and approach, your character and mannerisms is something that your listener relates to and appreciates and is most likely the reason why they come for the topic initially before they know more about you and they return for you, the host. They come for the topic, but they return for you, the host. Now, you may be speaking about similar topics as other podcasts, but the way you bring that information to life, your style, your approach, your character, your mannerisms, All of those brings the story, brings the message to life, creates that unique, irresistible listener experience. So today, take some time out to reflect on some of your unique characteristics, mannerisms, and bring these out intentionally and purposefully in each and every episode so that you can create a unique, uncopyable, and irresistible listener experience. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hoped for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.